You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Just a beautiful morning out there. 63 in Green Bay, 66 in Appleton, 65 in Oshkosh. Mostly sunny, high in the lower 80s today. We got text here on the docket for Saturday, Neshoto Beach and Port Sandy Bay for pizza. Terry, you'll enjoy, Terry.
I don't think he's the only one doing that.
No, I think we're going to
matter of fact,
people
our guest
way.
Is doing that.
Yeah.
Mark Houston here from Amplify by Bell and Health Sports Medicine.
I think we sent quite a few people going to Two Rivers this weekend.
It's awesome. I mean, and why not? It's cool. It's a beautiful beach.
Get there early.
Yeah.
Check out at 2 or get there later and check out.
You know, I was telling Jim this, we were there one day and this guy gets out with these little kids and I thought, what's wrong with this guy? He digs this huge hole, then takes 20, 30, I don't know how many buckets of water from the lake and pours it in. So it's like he made a beach swimming pool for the kids. I didn't quite get that. Do you?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that before?
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
I know, right?
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
I don't know either. It's like, can't you just keep them, you know, whatever.
Can't they play in the beach and keep an eye on them?
Exactly.
I will also say that, we used to do, I think we've probably done it 5-6 times. We've rented an RV. And the first RV trip we did was the campsite just north of Neshota Beach. I'm trying to think. Is it Point Beach?
That's where it's Port Sandy Bay.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So we went there and it was their beach was gone. The water levels went up and down, destroyed their dock.
Yeah.
So we said, let's go down back to Neshota. So we have an RV.
Ooh.
We parked it right along the road.
I was going to say, it's a real narrow road they're going in.
But parked, got a spot and... It was the best where you could go in the water, sand, come back, shower.
That's cool.
And head home.
That
was nice.
You know what's kind of cool? Because I hope to do van life for a couple of years. Okay. And what was that?
Gas station bathrooms. And
No. Here's what I'm saying.
Okay. Where's...
But, no.
Okay. Drive around with the toilet in the back.
One producer laughing, one host just kind of questioning.
Yeah. May I finish? So
you work your whole life to drive around. Okay, John, finish. Yeah.
But I don't have confidence in myself that I wouldn't knock stuff over driving a big RV. And I don't back up good and I don't go corners. Okay, so
that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
What I'm saying is they're making small ones now with all the amenities of the big ones. Have you seen some of those small RVs now? Half the size of a big RV?
If you got money, I think you can get what you want.
Are they expensive?
What?
Yeah. Oh, are they? Okay. But they got where the room.
It's like that tiny home, right?
No. Yeah. But But here's the deal.
Can't stand up.
They got hydraulics in these things where, like the bedroom is up above now and everything. That's awesome. Or I'd like to get one of those things, one of those vans we can drive, and you can pitch a tent on top of the van.
That's what I was thinking, and you know, I know. Right now, Todd's rolling his eyes. This is what would happen.
No, see, what's going to happen to that guy? Remember that guy I told you about? He slept on top, and then he came down to go to the bathroom? What happened to him?
I don't know. What guy?
I told you that guy.
No, I don't. You never told me the guy?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, but this is what would happen.
Todd, you ever told me
that? I don't remember that.
No.
The tent would go up for John. John would say, I'm going to go on the next destination. He'd forget to bring that tent down.
That's possible. But you know what my dream is? I told you that. Spend 1 year going from one college football game to the next.
Yeah.
Just all the way through.
Yeah,
like start off at University of Michigan, maybe. Then I really want to go to like West Point, and then go down. Let's go to like Alabama, LSU,
SC.
That's my dream.
LSU.
To spend 6 months just traveling from college football to college football.
That would be fun.
Yeah,
I could see you doing that.
Yeah,
your Sundays are going to be tough. You'll be recovering on your Sunday.
Oh, I'll just recover, yeah.
But
even you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to like Todd talks about the high school football in Georgia. They get like 10,000 people to.
Correct.
I'd like to go to the Friday nights. I'd love to go to a high school game in some of those.
That's what I said. If you could tie those things together on what you do on a Monday, Tuesday, and you could really have I think you could have an interesting trip.
And actually, you know, you could probably be in let's say Georgia, okay? I mean, they say that's quite the experience at the University of Georgia. Friday night at one of these unbelievable high school football places. Saturday, University of Georgia. Sunday, the Atlanta Falcons against somebody.
I'm with Vinny.
What does Vinny say? Johnny, just buy the damn plane tickets. Sparky says, hi, I'm John Mino. I live in a van down by the river, but it's a very cool van with a raised thing.
You know, I think that... I don't know. Could be fun.
Johnny and hydraulics don't go together for me. There'd be some sort of bad injury, John.
But
there's manuals.
Yeah.
That could be fun, though. You'd see the country. And yeah, that could be fun.
We did say, though, John even said it himself. What, you know, driving a larger vehicle.
No. That'd be
changing lanes. Couldn't do it. Backing up.
Freeway.
Yeah. The ones we have rented are 25, 31.
Well, Tori, let's go. We'll take my 38-footer.
Yep. Yeah.
Tori is, he knows what he's doing.
You know what I thought about that? Because actually, I sold, when I was in real estate, these people in Manitowoc moved over from Minnesota here, okay? And I was waiting for them, and they said, okay, we got the big RV. We're in wherever. We'll be there by such and such. Come there, and they pull in and stuff. It's like, pardon. I said, how did it go? The guy goes, good. And I said, I got to run to the men's room. She goes, oh my God, we knocked over 3 mailboxes in a roadside.
But a small little, that would be fun. Those aren't hard to drive. They're making them really cool now and smaller. Yeah, 12 feet, that'd be nice.
Todd, the company should buy me one.
That could be fun. I could see you doing that.
Put that in the budget for 2026. Gotta,
yes.
But I think, is it, you're going to have the bathroom in there?
Yes.
So you got to clean that out though.
Well, they got those new ones though, where they're all organic.
All organic. What does that mean?
I don't even know
what that means.
Cha-ching, cha-ching, nah, cha-ching.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you. To pee? I just pull over.
Yeah.
Everybody's done that, where you pretend like you're getting something out of the side
this
of the car.
This is what I was just getting to.
Everybody's done
some
that.
Some guy did that. He got eaten by a lion.
Where?
What? He did. He was up on top sleeping, and he went. I told you that.
I'm not going to do a safari.
Well, just don't get eaten by a lion.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Dangerous. Well,
when I go to Tanzania, I'll sleep inside.
You could get mugged.
I'm not going to get mugged.
You're in a hotel, you're not going to get mugged.
Okay. Trust me. I would have my 38 with me.
Yeah, you would, though.
So I would.
Not that I want to interrupt too much, but you know the story John was talking about earlier, how the maintenance guy from the building went in his apartment and said, still thinking about getting a cleaning woman?
Can you
imagine what his camper would be like?
Right. There you go. We have to call social service.
Now we need two vans though, because we have one van that's going down the road with John. Second van's going to follow John.
Yeah. Yeah,
this could be like Big Ten TV.
Cleaning crew and security.
It would be a whole new me.
I don't know. There's something about this that could work for you.
I know.
Because it's going to check some pretty good boxes.
Absolutely.
The games. And
I bet you could find places to sleep in all those college towns, college weekend type thing, even the parking lots.
Walmart.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah. I could see you doing that.
Me too.
Writing the story.
Yeah.
Posting it, doing podcasts from the road.
Absolutely. Doing a blog, the whole thing. There'll probably be some incidents.
In Butte, Montana.
Yeah. Yeah. John, how come you keep going back to, like Charles Kuralt?
Yeah.
Why do you keep going back to this place?
We're both talking about how Charles Kuralt was like, we just loved his stories. And he inspired me. I mean, I'm not even joking about this. Charles Kuralt was part of my inspiration about doing really
wholesome,
like normal people. Yeah. You know, small town, this guy who normally the networks would never do. But you know, this guy who's done whatever for 72 years in the back of his shop, hand forging donkey shoes, or you know what I mean, something like that. Okay, my favorite place is a little cabin in the picturesque Rocky Mountains of Montana, with a small stream cascading, and I listen to the sound of the water, fresh water that you can drink right from the stream cascading over the rocks.
You go there all the time. It's like okay, you've been there, but you keep going there. It's like, what the hell's up there?
Turns out he had a little something on the side up there at the cabin.
Producer never caught on. So
and then after he died, she came out of the woodwork. It's like part just, half that is mine. Right. Yeah,
royalties.
Yes, so, old Charles got around.
Yeah,
yeah.
That would be fun for you to do because you're not big flyer and you don't. That's something to think about. You should.
I am.
It's not going to be that expensive to do that either.
I used to want to do something that's considered a little not cool anymore. Converting a school bus. That used to be the big thing.
Yeah, you couldn't drive that though.
No, I know. But converting school buses were the big thing. Remember that?
Yeah.
People would put in bunks and everything like that.
I think some people still do it.
They do.
Yeah, a lot of social media people do the bus. They rehab the whole thing. They sell their house. They live in the bus.
I think that's kind of came out of COVID. A lot of people said, I can go, I can travel, I can do things virtually. So guess what? Let's go.
Did you go to school in a long bus or a short bus?
Okay, I got a thing here, Todd. Good morning. On behalf of the Power Tool Horns and Woody, thank you for having us on yesterday. We had a great time. A big thanks to Todd for all of his work, too. Love you guys. Fluff.
That's awesome.
How cool is that? Awesome.
Later this morning, we will feature the music that they brought to us yesterday morning here.
So yeah. I listened to it. They played at my wedding. So I played it yesterday at the house. So it's, I can't imagine. I played it later on, but I heard it live. Yeah. So I can't imagine what it was in person here.
Jim and I are both like, we're covered in goosebumps.
Yeah. And you know, we've been doing this for 2 years. You don't want to say a best because other people are like, oh, my show was good too. But it was, you got to say that was one of the best shows we ever had. It was just so emotional and so like, and we were really surprised. We didn't know what was coming.
John Kramer hooked that up for us. And we're both like,
we thought they were coming for an interview.
Jim said though? Oh my God!
I went out to the lobby, and there were four of them sitting there. And I'm like, "Whoa, this! I don't know. I guess I read that they were coming in, but I don't know. Anyway, I went out there, and I'm like, "Oh, whoa, this looks like a $3,000 expense." And he said, "That was 20 years ago. Costs a little bit more now."
We were standing right there, watching Woody sing, and we were just literally blown. And we've had some phenomenal talents come through musically. But this was a different level.
Lives in Hollywood, just traveled, just did a tour from the West Coast to the East
with
Coast.
With Todd Rundgren.
I think here's the thing about it. If you would play the original version of that and play
here. That's what we said.
Well, or if you pick two of them.
I'll take Woody's.
If you would have said, pick which one it is. I don't know if you would have known.
I've seen Ray Charles, and he's been in Green Bay.
When you
that
said
was unbelievable.
That it was going to be Ray Charles in that audition, I was just like, "Ooh, yeah, this is going to be pretty good." So
got a text here. Michael says, "I'm going to Alabama versus Wisconsin in Alabama. Want to join?"
Wow.
Yes. And Lisa says, "I have ticket connections to Georgia."
No, and LSU. I'm sorry.
Oh, LSU. Yeah. Oh, that was Mike. Okay. Have you ever been to a big time college game, like outside of Wisconsin type thing? Like a night game? Because I would almost only want to go to night games.
I was at a Wisconsin Michigan game.
Oh.
Pretty good. It was
at Wisconsin or at Michigan?
At Michigan.
Yeah.
I think they're up 18 points at half. Guess who won? I had to leave.
You know one thing about Michigan Stadium, though? It's not. You know, you think it's 108 or
7.
That's bigger, than NFL.
But it doesn't feel that big.
No.
It's weird because you can drive. You'd think you're looking. The first time I went there, this is no lie, I missed it. I drove past it.
Well, you know, it's sunk in the ground.
It's sunk in the ground.
Or it's built up on the sides. Or yeah. I don't know the best way to say it.
But you're looking. You're waiting to see this unbelievable big thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful. But I will say, I'm a Big Ten fan, but I would have loved to have gone to an LSU Georgia game, Alabama game Saturday night.
I've got to Notre Dame games.
Yeah, I went to a Notre Dame game.
Everybody should do that one time.
Yep, that's another place.
And those guys who own the Northland, they're huge, huge Penn State guys. I mean,
quite the place, too. Yeah. That's quite the place.
We can take care of you on that.
But you know what? The pageantry of college football is so much better than the NFL. It's incredible.
And they got the ultimate tailgate party there. Oh. They do those, what are the big steaks thing? They show us pictures
of Tomahawk?
Yeah. They do the Tomahawk steaks.
Tomahawk.
Yeah, right.
Whoa! I think that's banned these days.
No, the tomahawk steaks.
They do the tomahawk steaks. They do tomahawk. Okay, we'll show you.
Huge steaks.
No. I'll show you the picture.
At the break.
I'll get a picture.
What's going on here?
I don't know.
I don't know. John.
Help me. Help me.
Keep up.
Back after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
Hey, welcome back! Man of the Mayor here on a beautiful July 3rd. It doesn't get much better than today. Beautiful day out there. Nice forecast. We're with Mark Houston. Amplify by Bell & Health Sports Medicine. Vinny says, if Mino goes on this trip, one travel van, one hazmat van. Thank you, Vinny. Michael says, been to Alabama, Georgia, Florida, Florida State, LSU, Clemson, Miami, and Georgia, Florida game in Jacksonville. How much cooler of a life does Michael have than us?
That's Michael awesome. Should live in the in the Southeast.
I'm disappointed in something with you, though, Jim.
What's that?
Okay.
My brother did the baseball.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know some people that do that.
That's kind of easy to do.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of close. And
yeah.
Detroit, Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He did that.
Okay. So you're doing all this stuff for your family. You got a phenomenal weekend coming up. Did all the cooking at 3 o'clock this morning.
Dad's
By the way,
that.
What do you think of that, Mark? He's up at 3 o'clock in the morning. I think the neighbors loved that one.
He agreed, though, that was...
He thought it out.
Yeah.
Okay. But... And then you did something yesterday to take care of dogs. And you know, no. You've been perfect. It's like, wow, what a shining example.
A lot of dads do that. That's mm-hmm. We're Mr. Dads.
Who are you leaving home?
Look, he's happy. I talked to him about it. Mm-hmm. I said, look, Milton's staying home, but his cousin, mm-hmm. my daughter's dog, is mm-hmm. there. Mm-hmm. And he has babysitter.
So all these dogs are be frolicking, and your dogs are be cooped up in the house.
No. The babysitter we got, he likes her a lot. So, no, he's got, It's all good. It's all good. So, he's got,
Mark?
Yeah.
So, Mark, we got high school football coming up down the road. We're going to reveal in, I think, 2 weeks.
Yeah. I've heard that. Yep. We're finishing up some of our commercials next week so they can get edited. Nice. It's going to be here before you know it.
But you guys can be a part of it again, right?
Yep. We're all part of it. So,
you guys are
trying to get ready.
Such a part of it.
I mean, and that's what it is. Starting to get ready for fall seasons. I know, hey, we just talked about summer, but everything's going to come fast and furious. We all just said, man, June's already done.
I know.
So I just said, hey, my reminder, my preach, because it's for the next 6 weeks. Get out there. Get your kids. If your kids have to play sports, if they want to play sports, I should say, they do need a pre-participation exam. By a physician, by a provider, by a mid-level, which is PAs.
So do the school schedule those, Mark, or is it on the
individual? That's on the individual. But if you are, we try to start them in the middle school, but you're required in high school every other year in Wisconsin, every year in Michigan. It's a quick exam. When I say quick exam, it probably takes you 20 minutes, but they're going to check your vision. They're going to check your heart. They're going to check your lungs. They're going to check your body parts. They want to make sure that you're safe.
I'm going to say something. I was joking around about my torsion incident. You don't even want me to get started. That's a whole different show. We could go on and on about that. But I do know, on a serious note, some young guys have been diagnosed because the doctors noticed something a little abnormal that wouldn't have been detected before and have caught some serious things early.
Yeah. The big one right now that's being talked about is cardiac screenings. You can sit there and say, hey, someone, we don't think they have any problems. They don't have any symptoms. But even as my wife knows, sometimes these things kind of creep up. It doesn't matter of your age. You could be 10, 15, 20. You could be 40, 50, 60. So it's one of those things. If you have something, we want to make sure we catch it. Someone asked me, how many times did everyone go through a physical and you never can participate? I don't think I've ever heard anyone get disqualified ever. Now,
right.
I'm not going to say that it hasn't happened. But it's just one of those things. It's a good preventive technique. Are you ready? The other thing, it's kind of like, hey, do you have anything wrong? No. Yes. And all these no's. Then all of a sudden during the exam, my knee still hurts from an injury that I had 6 months ago. Oh, well, let's take a look at it and find out. Geez, it was never taken care of because he got injured in the last game of the year. Mm-hmm. So if and I tell people, talk to your primary care physicians. They do them at fast care, urgent cares. Just get out. Be seen. It'll for some people, it'll be your insurance. If you're a partnered school with Bell and we do them for $20, we turn the $20 back over to the schools.
How do they make a reservation or an appointment?
A lot of times, just call your primary care physician and get scheduled. That may be one of your tougher ones. If you're last minute, we do have fast care, urgent cares where you can walk in and probably spend $70, $80. And like I said, if you're a partnered school, it's $20, but it's easy to do. The biggest thing I'm saying this, it's July 3rd. Mm-hmm. Don't wait till August 5th on first mm-hmm. day of football or whatever. It's August 17th. I'm making that day up, but it's probably close. First day of soccer, and you've waited the entire summer. You didn't act on it. And now your kid's screaming, going, I have practice at 3 p.m. and I need this. Why didn't you get it done back in July and August? Right. Just my point is plan it out and get in.
All right.
That's good advice. And, you know, summer, my father-in-law used to say, you know, July 4th, summer's half over. Yeah. And I don't know that it's half over, but, you know, we're going to see back to school stuff.
Well, I will say this. If you're a high school football athlete, it is.
It's going to come quick.
It is. Yeah. So I think that's really good advice. And, you know, $20, 20 minutes, that's not a lot.
Yeah.
So
is it a state rule they have to have it before they're allowed to practice?
Yeah.
Okay.
So in high school, you should have it coming in as a freshman, and then you would get it done again in your junior year.
Okay.
Or right before your junior year. So twice in a high school period. If you're living in Michigan, you need to get it done every year.
And to your knowledge, which is pretty deep, there's no one's been disqualified, so there's no fear in doing it.
Yeah, I mean, if your question would be, have you ever heard anyone disqualified? I have never heard anyone disqualified.
I would agree.
So. But right. I will say, I'm sure some people have been disqualified. Yep. Some people may come up and say, hey, we do some of these cardiac screens, and sometimes it'll be like, hey, you need to get this taken a look at it and get it ruled out.
Whatever. So get it done.
Yeah, get it done. I think that's the biggest thing. As simple as get it done, because we don't want to hear them first day of practice.
Right. Love your name. Love what's going on. Your CEO's retiring, and do you have a new one on board? I have been following
it's Scott Rathgaber.
Oh, it's Scott. Oh, that's right. I did read that. Okay,
so Scott Rathgaber is the CEO from Gunderson, and he's taken it over.
That's great.
And, Chris is Chris Wileski retired.
She did a great job.
Did a wonderful job.
Yeah.
Good. Mark Houston, Amplify by Bell and Health Sports Medicine. Always a pleasure having you in here, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Have yourselves a phenomenal 4th. Say hello to my friends in Trivers.
Trivers.
Quick break. Back up. Dug deep into the vault, as they say.
Little James Brown living in America, baby.
Yeah! That was not a bad James Brown.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Okay. Actually, if you could dance like him, that would be interesting.
That ain't going to happen.
I could do that. We're here at Kelly and Jerry from the Elks Lodge. Hello, ladies.
Hello.
Thanks for getting up early and coming to see us.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Say your last names for me so I don't. I know McCain.
McCann.
Downard?
Yes.
Okay. There you go. Thank you very much.
A little prize on
Thank
that
very much.
Yeah, you said it better than my grandma. We got married. It took her 5 years.
Love it. Well, you guys got a lot going on. You guys have done so much for the community. We wanted to recognize you, and Jim's got all the details.
Well, we talk about how what makes this community work are organizations like yours, raising money, giving out grants. Tell us some of the things you're working on, and we just really appreciate what the Elks do.
Well, the nice thing is, this is something I know for myself and a lot of the Elks, we like to help in the community, but we can only do so much on our own. So we found that going to the Elks for us helped us. We get grants from both the Wisconsin Elks Association and Grand Lodge, which is the National Elks. We get a Freedom Grant, and we use that money for Soup for Vets. We have a free meal for our veterans once a month. It's the second Wednesday of every month, except July. July is just too busy. And
where do you host that?
That's at the Elks Lodge.
Right at the lodge, okay.
3195 South Ridge Road. And
it's been there forever, huh?
Before that, it was downtown here.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of people remember downtown.
They remember that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you bring your families, come on down. It's not always soup. Sometimes we cook out. We do a lot of different things. Our cooks are awesome.
Nice.
I just want to talk about how important that is, not for the meals, the socialization that is so important as we get, not older, but it's just important.
There's a lot of widowers.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. We have a group of brothers. They come. There's 5 brothers. And they all did multiple tours in Vietnam, and they come with their wives, but they socialize with everybody there. Everybody socializes, and it's so nice.
I don't know if you realize that we've had people come on here, psychologists. We've had people that can help with depression. It can help with... can lead to some not good things if people don't socialize. So just thank you for keeping that up. And you've been doing that for some time.
We've been doing that for many years.
Yeah, I know.
And then we also have crafts kits that we give out to our veterans. And that's something else. You've had Gail Knorr on here before with Veterans First. She's a member of ours, and she's making the tiny home community. And we are going to be supplying them with a lot of different items. One of the things is the craft kits.
Right.
And all they're free to, you know, any of the veterans that come in for Soup for Vets, we give them the craft kits. There's a little thank you note. It's pre-stamped inside there. They just need to send the thank you note so that the people that donate them to the Elks get the recognition that they need. But it's nice because they can sit down and they can sew or something or do some bead work and talk to each other, socialize.
Isn't that nice?
And it's nice because that opens it up.
All right. And what I like about the Elks is you really put, you walk the walk. I mean, you really...
Exactly. That's exactly what
Kim just texted in. The Elks walk the walk when it comes to helping veterans.
Because when we hear about your organizations, I used to attend quite a few of them, like Johnny did too, and it's such a plethora of things that you offer.
So then some of the things that go on at the Elks Lodge are, now while the American Red Cross Drive is every Friday at the Elks Lodge, and then there's a Modern Twist Western Dance Club every Thursday night. We have Soup for Vets is a free meal for the vets every second Wednesday of the month
in
July.
That's awesome.
But except for July.
Right.
Then there's the Green Bay Accordion Club, the first Saturday of the month, except for in July.
Wait a minute.
There's
an accordion club.
There's an accordion club that shows up at the lodge.
They come from all over Wisconsin. I mean, they travel.
And what do they do?
They play accordions.
They come there and do a...
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Is it lessons or do they just like jam?
They jam.
Isn't that fun?
You know what? Wouldn't that be fun on a Friday morning? Because normally we do live music on Fridays. Wouldn't it be nice?
Can they come in here and play?
I can give you a contact. One of them is a member. We can give you a contact number.
We would love that. Mm-hmm. That is everybody likes accordion music.
Oh, yeah. And you can go listen to it if you just want to go listen to it.
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. All right. That's nice to see the
first Saturday of the month.
Okay.
And then Gary Kalba Trivia, second Friday of every month, except for July, and that funds two scholarships.
Wow.
That's neat.
Then the Green Bay Deaf Club, check the Facebook page for that.
Okay.
And again, that's
because they
all
have
over
different
Green
schedules.
Bay, or all over Wisconsin.
That's great.
Then the PAC, the Boy Scouts, 4163, they have meetings there. And then the Ladies American Legion Post 539 mm-hmm. has meetings there also.
Neat. I spoke at one of the Veterans Day activities you guys had there a few years back, and boy, you guys treated those veterans so well, and the meal you had, and just the door prizes, and just it was just a great, great event. In fact, for one of my books, I bet I came up with three candidates that are now in my book that I'm writing, you know, just from meeting them there in that social setting like that. So you guys do a great thing. Up in my hometown, and I've talked to Jim about this, the Elks, my brother's a member of the Elks up in my hometown in the UP, they raise so much money by making and selling pasties. Mm-hmm. You can't believe it. It's legendary how much money they make selling pasties.
Oh, you should become an Elk. Do you know how many members of ours are from the UP?
I'll bet a lot.
I can count about 10 of them, myself included.
All right, where are you from?
Gwynn.
Oh my gosh, you're a model towner.
Originally Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh, you're a red or a blue devil then.
Yes, I'm both.
You know one thing though, in those small communities up there, the Elks is kind of like the, you know, center of
socialism. Right, it is. It's great.
Yeah.
My grandpa's brother was an Elk, and I always thought, oh, he'd be so proud because I'm the club president, which is our exalted ruler.
That's cool.
And then I thought, oh, he passed in the 70s. He might have been kind of annoyed that they even let me in the door.
Yeah, right. Things have changed.
Do you know how to
better.
Make pasties?
Oh, I can make a pasty.
Oh, yes. Boy.
But we do the brat fry down here.
We do brat fries. And matter of fact, if you check our schedule, we have five of them coming up at Festival Foods.
Oh, those are good brats.
Got another text there. Just one of the underrated organizations that do so much for folks in our community. Thank you from Rick.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you.
And that's nice because just going through these things, you're very visible almost weekly.
Oh, yeah. We do children's parties. We do a Halloween, Christmas, and Easter.
So are you looking for new members?
Always.
All right, let's talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Always looking for new members.
If you're interested in becoming an Elk, you can go to www.elks.org. You can pop into the lodge, come in on a Thursday night. That bartender can help you out, show you around, tell you about what's going on. And you can go to gbelks259@gmail.com. Okay. That will email our lodge. Or call us at 920 983 9259. And that phone rings to the secretary. And great. They can give you
I love what you guys are talking about with so many different types of activities.
Right.
You know, where it's different days of the week and things like that. Talk one more time that Jim brought up about your brat fries. Because I want to be able to push people there when and where and everything.
DePere. Well, yep.
Yep. We'll be at the DePere Festival Foods July 20th, July 25th, and August 24th. And then the Carrie Kalba Scholarship, they're doing two brat fries to help get more funds so they can give larger amounts or more scholarships. And those will be August 2nd and August 23rd.
That's and
all Green Bay.
And you have branches all over. I know in Two Rivers, my dad was the exalted ruler in Two Rivers, and he always called it the exhausted rooster.
I actually have a pin my husband ordered me that says the exhausted ruler. Oh, yeah, and I wore it to a conference and nobody saw.
Yeah, he said the exhausted rooster or something. Yeah, but he really enjoyed that. And
I do.
Again, what he liked about it was there's just the variety of things that they did in Two Rivers.
Well, and the thing is, you can put as little or as much time as you want in. Jerry, tell them about, I was in the hospital and I wasn't there, but everybody stepped up and
stepped up and tried to help out, lead the meetings and you know.
I was out for almost 6 months.
And they kept it going.
And it was during Christmas, so I missed Christmas. I missed a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it went on without me.
You know, there are a lot of organizations that have really, well, the VFW is one of them, that have really struggled for newer members. How are you guys doing along those lines?
We're keeping our head above water.
I think so.
But it is every organization. Yeah. Optimist, Rotary, all that stuff. Moves. And what there's got to be dues for this.
It's about $123 a year.
Okay,
but it's prorated. We go from April to March. And it's roughly $10 and some like $11 a month.
I mean,
so they'll prorate it.
Right.
But when you think about it, putting in that much money, you know, you'd spend that much at Starbucks going there once or twice. You could put that in.
Got a text here just to follow up on what you're saying there. Follow the GB Elks Lodge 259 Facebook page for more details. Elizabeth.
I knew that was Elizabeth.
Okay.
Thanks, Elizabeth, for the reminder.
And I just want to say that you do a lot of good, but selfishly, it's good to socialize with people. That's really healthy. People talk about diets and exercise, which is really important. But you read a lot more about getting out of the house and talking to people and meeting people. And this is a great way to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For $11 a month.
Oh, yeah. I know. Like I said, you can go to Starbucks and spend that
on a
drink or two, or a movie, and
it's about it is all about the social and the. The thing about the Elks is they remember you. You become part of a group that they will not forget you. If you're sick, they'll send
support
you a
each
card.
Other. Right.
They'll visit you. If you need a meal, they'll show up. They're just a wonderful brotherly love. It's all about the brotherly love.
That's great.
Oh, and we do a lot with the youth. We've been talking a lot about the veterans. But not just that, we buy school supplies and give them to the kids that need them. We fill backpacks and give them to kids. We buy like $1,200 worth of winter clothes every year, and we donate them to the school districts.
You guys are old school in a really good way when I say that.
And the more people we have, the more members we have, the more we can do.
Right.
Beautiful.
That is true. And when you look at a community, and I know a little bit about that, those are the organizations that make it work. You know, I mean, politicians might take the credit, but it is
grassroots.
It's the nonprofit grassroots that that understand what the community needs too. I mean, you're hearing things. You go to these meetings and say, "Look, these kids need school supplies." It's Green Bay's changed a little bit, and there's a lot of needs out there.
And the Elks that came before us, they taught us so much, so much that we didn't even realize that how many years these things have been happening. I mean, the Green Bay Elks has been in Green Bay since 1893. Wow. The Elks started out as a group of actors in New York in 1868. They were called the Jolly Corks, and one of their members died and left his family destitute, and they decided that they were going to turn themselves into a group that was a benevolent and protective order of the Elks.
Wow.
And what they did is they're helping the widows, they're helping the children, they're helping people with homelessness. You know, take.
We got just another quick text here. It must be from your Elizabeth, possibly. Okay.
What did I forget?
For membership information, or you can email BGELKS. So BG.
GB.
Oh, it's backwards.
She put it backwards. Todd. Green Bay.
Todd. Is that too much to ask?
Come on, Elizabeth. Come on.
She's blaming Elizabeth. You're blaming Todd. Anyway, GB. I know that.
GB Elks.
Right.
GBElks259@gmail.com.
Right. Yeah,
GBElks259@gmail.com.
All right. My fault, Elizabeth. Okay.
Sorry, Elizabeth.
It was my fault.
Oh, Todd's. All right. Anyway, there's so many ways to contact this, and even phone number, talk to the secretary. But yeah, what a great thing. And then, you know, people, we talk about New Year's resolutions, but there's any time you can join, right?
You can join, you don't have to wait till
April or anything. So.
If you call the lodge today, we can get you in.
Isn't that great?
The third Wednesday we have a meeting and we're doing
Where do you guys meet?
At 3195 South Ridge.
Oh, you're right. Okay, that's right. That's where your headquarters is. All right. Easy parking, easy to get there. So mm-hmm.
Lots of parking.
Lots of parking.
Okay. Listen, well, thank you for what you do for our veterans, our youth, for just everybody in the community. And you guys do it quietly. You don't, you know, pound your chest, look at us. You guys just put your heads down and get the job
get it done.
And
look at all these activities that you read off, and we didn't even get to them all. But
we're going
to
keep promoting these. Yeah, we got a copy of this. We're going to keep promoting them as they go on.
I appreciate that.
Thanks for what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you both very much. Kelly Downard, Jerry McCain, or McCann, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Jerry McCann. Got to ask one quick question. Rutabagas, yes or no?
Yes.
In your pasties?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Go for it.
Did you ever go to Jack's Hideaway Bar?
Jack's Hideaway. One of the people from Jack's Hideaway, one of their family members, I went to school with her.
Jocko? One of Jocko's family?
I'm not going to say names on the air, but yeah, it was.
Bratz or rutabaggy? Bratz or pasties?
Pasties.
Bratz. Yeah!
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, welcome back. Man on the mirror here on a beautiful July 3rd. All getting a little bit cloudy out there now. But not bad.
No.
Still a nice forecast. High in the mid-80s. By the way, your Milwaukee Brewers. We take it on the Mets in New York again, 5:35 on WISS. Todd, we haven't talked about your weekend.
He doesn't tell us
anything. I know
anything,
he doesn't.
So why do you even?
It'll be work. I got to tell you, though, my garden is going crazy.
I have
so many tomatoes, so many cucumbers and zucchini and all. Oh my God.
I'll take zucchini and I'll take cucumbers.
Okay.
So when I was making my pasta, spinach, salad, tomatoes, it was great just out in I have that 6-foot thing and get the cilantro and parsley and mint and just.
Flower bed, your vegetable
just,
bed?
You just go out there and cut it off and put it in there. There's
nothing that tastes better.
Yeah. And it's so freshing because that's the kind of stuff is like, I forgot to get it at the store. Boom, it's right there. So it's not as good as Todd's.
When I was a kid, my dad was so big into his gardens. I mean, they were huge. And for salads at night, somebody would go out to the garden.
Right there.
And the whole thing would be picked right there. And 5 minutes later, you were eating it.
I know. See, I don't have to go to the garden. I just turn around. It's right there. Because I don't have the garden like Todd. I'm not that sophisticated.
Yeah,
it's just
closer.
Mine are just beds, too, though. Like, just larger beds that I've built.
Are they raised?
If you don't, rabbits will eat everything.
That's true, too.
Yep. That's the only thing that saved me this year, because I've lost a lot of stuff over the years.
I hate to say it, but I almost think it's time to bring in some kind of a predator for rabbits. I mean, there's so many of them.
22?
It's beyond belief, isn't it?
My dog tries to
do
his job,
yeah. It's crazy.
So there's rabbit. There's chipmunks, too, right? And Chippy is one that is in our yard, and him and Milton.
Wait a minute. You've named the chipmunk?
Oh, yeah, Chippy. And Milton.
That's original, I believe.
Yeah, I know. It just took me days and days. Anyway, if we say Chippy's here, right to the window, we let him out. That chipmunk knows that we have that electric fence, and he goes
just
right across,
side.
And he's like putting the finger up. He goes, but anyway, yeah, he stays in the yard, obviously, but rabbits, they are. We have a ton of rabbits, and I live in the hood, and they're right there, so it's, I don't know. They're kind of...
Hey, Todd, he did not get a joke I told him yesterday that I read off the internet.
What joke is it?
The guy, he goes, so I wanted to buy some fireworks, some kind of heavy-duty stuff, so I went to this roadside thing, and the guy brought out some extra strength stuff, and I said, are these safe? He goes, oh, yeah. I said, does anybody need to know about it? He goes, he gave me a wink and a high four.
That was funny. I'm like, well, I don't get it.
He could not figure that out.
How long did it take you, Jeff?
It did. I told him, I said, I don't get it. He blew off a finger. I get it now. That's funny. That's really funny. So, yeah.
Anyway.
But, are you... No, you're not...
Yeah, at home. Are you going to shoot off some fireworks?
I don't think so.
My dog hates them. I don't want to have anything to do with that stuff.
Yeah,
don't
blame you. It's, you know, there's enough places to go now.
Yeah, there are.
You know, and when I lived in Ledgeview and it wasn't even fully developed yet, that area. Then there was woods behind me and you could, you know, do whatever. But no, not now. But I'll tell you what, we're right here where we are. This is going to be the hub of everything happening in Green Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
Celebrating America's birthday, shooting off fireworks that are 99% from China.
Yes. Okay.
But.
Yeah. Do you remember the bicentennial?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. That was the biggest buildup ever.
How many silos out there had the big 76 painted on? Remember that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. Red, white, and blue beer. And then they had this. I have the.
Then Rocky donkey. Had come out. Remember Rocky had come out then?
I still have those. It's the donkey and the elephant like canisters. It must have been, I don't know if it was vodka, whiskey. And just there's a lot of cool commemorative stuff you could buy. And yeah, it was a big, big, big deal. And
that
was a long time ago.
Donate those for something? Didn't you show me those one time? Yeah. You could donate them for something.
Maybe I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But that was cool. 200. And that's not a long time, 200 years.
Oh my gosh. Well,
do you think it is? I don't think it is.
No, but all you got to do is go to Europe, go to like Prague. And it's like, oh, that's a nice church. Yeah, it was built in
13th
century.
We don't know what history is over there.
You know what I mean? It's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody was into it in 76. I remember even the TV stations changed their logo to have red, white, and blue or something
like that. Absolutely. That was huge. Yeah. The bicentennial was a huge thing. But, you know, it's one of those things, though, too. It's like when it's just kind of funny because, okay, I've got my 50th class reunion coming up. Okay. Yeah. It's like. 1975 doesn't seem that long ago. But in 1975, if somebody was having a 50-year reunion, they would have been born in like 1904.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know that.
Isn't that bizarre when you think about that?
It is.
Here's the other thing. As of today.
That was cars. It's 1904.
I'm going to blow your mind.
But the automobile wasn't here. We weren't flying. Well, we're just getting started on that. But
that would have been the people having a 50-year reunion when I was graduating from high school.
So we are over half the year is done for 2025. Yeah. Okay, here's the thing. We are now closer to 2050 than we are to 2000.
No.
Say that again.
No. We are closer to 2050.
Wow.
Yeah. Now,
you're right. Than 2000.
Than 2000.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. I remember I had a brother-in-law tell me this one time. It was actually, if I still remember, because it was on the 4th of July. It was his birthday. And he's like 34. You know, one of those, not, you know, you think, oh, geez, a poor guy, you know. And I said, what's that like, you know, getting to be 34? He says, I'm going to tell you something. From about 28 to 34 is going to go by so fast, and you're going to constantly think to yourself, well, last year when I did, and I said, oh, my God, that was 5 years ago.
I know.
And he said, it keeps going that way. And when you said the year 2000, I still think of that as, oh, yeah, remember I was that basketball game that day? And isn't that crazy?
It is.
I hate to sound like two old guys talking about, but it does go so fast, it's mind-boggling.
And people said to us, it goes fast.
And we did not believe them.
We didn't believe them.
It's like, I want to go faster. You're old. I'm so sick of going to school. I just want to go by faster.
You just say that because you're old.
Yes.
And now
it's 100% the truth.
Blinking, it's gone.
Yeah.
So,
it's unreal. But unbelievable.
Steve just texted and he said, next year is 250 years. How come we don't hear much about it? That's a good point.
You know what?
Yeah, that is.
250. We're just talking about the 200th.
I know.
What are we going to do for that show?
I don't know, man. I don't know. We'll close the street.
Wow.
Yeah, we will.
We'd be like 100.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to break. Back up.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.